Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, March 31st, 2024 edition of NIPSPY Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, International Paper has stirred up a possible bidding war over D.S. Smith. And also making headlines last week, Indy Paper in Maine is closing down a machine and there's layoffs. We'll have more on these stories later in our show, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Thursday, March 28th at $57.99, up 143 points or 2.5% from the March 22nd close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 6-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 1.6%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were D.S. Smith gaining 15.9%, followed by Glatfelter up 13.64%. The biggest decliner for the week was Quad Graphics, down 2.6%. Over the past year, Boise Cascade has been the top performer, gaining 142%, while the deepest decliner was Nine Dragons, down by 42%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 1.6%, while the PM40 is up 5.1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline London. International Paper stirs up possible bidding war over D.S. Smith. International Paper has stirred up a potential bidding war over British paper packaging firm D.S. Smith, making a takeover offer that sent shares of D.S. Smith to over a two-year high. D.S. Smith said it was in discussions with International Paper over an all-stock offer from the U.S.-listed company, which valued it at £5.72 billion, or $7.22 billion, or 415 pence per share. D.S. Smith's shares gained as much as 7.9% in early trading on the following day, hitting the highest mark since January of 2022. The proposal comes less than 3 weeks after D.S. Smith reached an in-principle agreement with its UK-listed rival Mondi Limited, which made an all-share takeover offer valuing D.S. Smith at £5.14 billion. Now, under the terms of the U.S. group's proposal, D.S. Smith shareholders would receive 0.1285 shares in International Paper for each share they own in D.S. Smith. That would give them 33.8% of the combined company, a smaller slice of the emerging entity than under Mondi's proposal, which would leave D.S. Smith shareholders with control of 46% of the enlarged group. However, the offer's terms represent a higher value of 415 pence per D.S. Smith share based on International Paper's Monday closing price of $40.85, the British company said. International Paper, which on Wednesday confirmed the talks, has until April 23rd to make a firm offer. Mondi declined comment. And late last year, rival paper and packaging company Smurfit Kappa announced its acquisition of WestRock in an $11 billion deal, which is still pending closure. International Paper's interest in D.S. Smith is unexpected given the company's recent focus on its North American business, analyst Spencer Lieberman said. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline Delaware, Ohio, Greif completes acquisition of IPACKCHEM. Greif Incorporated, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, announced it has completed its previously announced acquisition of IPACKCHEM Group, SAS. Quote, "We are thrilled and pleased to welcome an exceptional 1,400 IPACKCHEM colleagues to Greif," said Ole Rosgaard, President and Chief Executive Officer of Greif. Ole continues, quote, "Adding IPACKCHEM to the Greif portfolio is another key step forward in executing our build-to-last strategy, and it helps unlock significant new capabilities and market opportunities to further grow as a world leader in high-performance small plastic containers and jerry cans." The cash funded at closing consisted of previously announced transaction value of $538 million plus $38 million for a ticking fee that compensates the seller for the earnings that endure to Greif, other customary debt cash adjustments items, and FX impact.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Longview, Washington. NORPAC investigating Sunday night fire. Longview Fire Department extinguished a blaze at NORPAC on Industrial Way Sunday night, March 24th. According to Longview Fire Department Fire Marshal John Dunaway, a fire was reported around 9 p.m. local time in a conveyor belt system. The damage was limited to the system and no injuries were reported. Dunaway said that the battalion chief believes that the fire was caused by overheating equipment or a malfunctioning roller bearing in contact with combustible materials. He also reported that Ladder 81 used its aerial master stream and a small bucket-like compartment located at the top of the fire engine's ladder to put out the fire. The remaining hot spots were extinguished by using hose lines on the ground. Rusty Williams, a spokesperson for NORPAC, said the company is investigating the cause of the fire.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Thunder Bay, Ontario. Labor Ministry continues probe into Thunder Bay pulp and paper explosion. Ontario's Labor Ministry has issued numerous instructions to Thunder Bay Pulp and Paper and one of its contractors following a fiery explosion Friday that injured four people, including two who were flown to a Toronto hospital burn unit for treatment. Video of the incident shows that a fireball, lasting 2 to 3 seconds, erupted from a building where the hog fuel feed system is located. Hog fuel is waste wood fiber that's burned to produce electricity. The Ministry of Labor, Immigration, Training, and Skills Development revealed Tuesday that it issued 11 requirements to the mill owner and 10 requirements to Skyway Canada, a contractor that offers a variety of industrial services. But the ministry said no further details will be released while the investigation is still underway. A Thunder Bay Fire Rescue spokesperson said that he was told a bearing overheated prior to the explosion. Dateline Emporia, Virginia, Georgia Pacific building explosion leads to fire in Emporia, Virginia. The Greensville Volunteer Fire Department says a large fire resulted from an explosion at the Georgia Pacific facility in Emporia. On Monday, March 25th, the paper manufacturer in Davis Street was evacuated following the fire. The department says there was no reports of injuries. Dateline Sweden, Holmen to invest $142 million in wind power. Holmen's board has decided to invest 1.5 billion Swedish kroners, that's 142 million U.S. dollars, in the construction of Blisterliden wind farm in Skellefteå municipality in Sweden. As part of Holmen's drive to develop its renewable energy business, the investment will boost hydro and wind power production by 20%. The company's renewable electricity production will contribute to a more sustainable society in combination with the growing forest in and the renewable products manufactured at Holman's Mills. This particular investment will increase Holman's annual production of renewable energy from water and wind by 360 gigawatt hours to just over 2 terawatt hours. Quote, "Here at Holman, we see developing our wind power in-house as a natural complement to our hydropower while generating added value from our forest ownership. By combining forestry and electricity production on our land, we're also contributing to the necessary energy transition in society," says Henrik Solglund, president and CEO of Holman. Comprising 14 wind turbines, Blister Leiden Wind Farm is being constructed in partnership with the supplier Nordex and is expected to be up and running by 2026. Holman looks forward to continued cooperation with local stakeholders, authorities, and communities to ensure that the project is implemented in a sustainable and responsible manner. In addition to Varsvik and Blatterschleiden wind farms, Holman has around 30 projects in various stages of development, from in-depth analysis to permit applications. Next in line is Stormy Berget wind farm in Vaster Nordland, a project run jointly by Vattenfall that could be considered for an investment decision in 2025. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Finland. Metsä Group announces production shutdown at Kemi Bioproduct Mill due to gas explosion. A gas explosion occurred at Metsä Group's Kemi Bioproduct Mill in the evaporation plant during welding work on Thursday, 21st of March, 2024. Three folks were slightly exposed to hydrogen sulfide and were referred for a health check. The persons had returned to work after the checkup. After securing the area, an investigation into the material damage was launched. According to current information, the repair work will take 10 to 12 weeks. It's a long time, folks. The production will be started when the repair work has been completed and the safe operation of the mill has been ensured. The extent of the damage is currently being investigated, and the timetable will be refined as the investigations progress. The production shutdown at the Kemi Bioproduct Mill led also to a production shutdown at Metsä Board's Kemi Board Mill, which is part of the same mill integrate. The unbleached pulp needed for the board mill cannot be produced without the chemical cycle of the bioproduct mill. That's a pickle, folks. Mm-hmm. Dayline Rumford, Maine. Maine Indy paper mill to temporarily idle a machine affecting 100 workers. Indy Paper in Rumford announced that it is making some key operational changes at the mill due to what it calls challenging market conditions. In a written statement provided to the media, the company said, quote, "In Rumford, we are reallocating our production capacity to match our customer demand across our manufacturing platform. This change will result in a market-related downtime for one of our machines. Approximately 100 employees will be impacted by the decision." According to United Steelworkers Local 100 Union Facebook page, a number of employees at Indy Paper's Rumford Mill operation were laid off last Thursday. It's unclear how many were laid off, but the figure of 34 has been repeated in various posts. In its message to union members, the union states it will be setting up for rapid response at the union hall on the few next Thursdays. In a follow-up email from Indy Paper's corporate communications office regarding the number of employees that have been laid off or will be laid off in total, the company stated, "We are going to follow the terms of the labor contract. The changes are centered on the conversion of the R15 paper machine back to bleached grades of linerboard and pulp." An employee at the mill posted what he said was a text he received from the supervisor. It reads in part, R12 will be shut down indefinitely on Monday, R9 idled back during lack of fiber. 17 salaried employees have been cut. 69 hourly employees will be infected with the associated equipment shutting down for the machines. The mill is not profitable in the current state due to the declining market conditions and sale prices on brown paper. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dayline Copenhagen. Store Enso shuts down two further production sites due to strikes. Finnish forestry firm Store Enso said it would start fully ramping down its Imatra and Oulu mills due to the ongoing political strikes that are hitting ports and transportation in Finland. Store Enso had already begun ramping down some production sites at Imatra, but will start shutting down the rest on Sunday, a company spokesperson said. The company expects its Oulu and Imatra mills to be fully closed by the beginning of Easter, the company spokesperson said, adding that it would take a few days to fully close all production lines. Store Enso earlier said it shut down its Varkaus packaging board mill. It also stopped paper production at its Angeloskoski mill, but continues board production at the site, the spokesperson said. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.